This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We're an organic gardening show focusing on doing things on the cheap, which means doing them ourselves.
And today we're going to talk about Zen gardening, or the Chinese term is
feng shui, feng shui in the garden.
And before we get going on this, I'd like to say I think this concept applies to almost all of our episodes and all aspects of our gardening. I don't have as much experience in this, and that you are a professional landscaper and have done a bit of this, but we've narrowed down 6 talking points on creating this Zen garden.
And what are they?
Picking your auspicious spot, curved pathways, that's number 2. 3, balance with the yin and yang elements, dark, light, I don't know, that can go into all kinds of things. You know, you plant with intention, plant plants you love and like. Incorporate those. 5, water features, and 6, a good place to sit and meditate.
Absolutely,
let's start with number 1. How do you go about picking the spot?
Well, like you said, yin and yang. You want to have a spot that's in the sun and then a spot that's in the shade, and you want to have sitting areas in both of those both of those locations, and plants that will be inviting and make you comfortable as you're enjoying yourself in these 2 spots.
Absolutely.
And yin and yang, we want to have a wet spot and a dry spot. We want to have a water feature where there's preferably running water that can be heard in the garden. And then a nice sunny spot where you have some big, tall perennials.
I agree. To me, the space, you almost know it when you see it. To me, that's Zen gardening,
Yeah, you get that feeling.
It's sort of, you look at, you see a little bit of moss, and you're like, oh my God, that's beautiful. To me, my favorite inner city Zen gardens are where you can put yourself in an area and almost feel like you're in a garden in the countryside and not in a city.
That's right. Close your eyes and lose yourself there.
Yeah. Now that was number 1, picking your space. So number 2, curved pathways. In a way, that always bothers me. It's like, what if your house has a straight path from the street to the sidewalk? Does that mean your energy's all messed up forever and you can't correct it? What's this? Why curved pathways?
Well, the idea is they want energy to flow through any area. You do not want it to be stagnant.
And a straight path, line, I read, energy flows too quickly.
Right. Straight lines and corners make straight lines make energy flow too fast, and corners make energy stagnant. So you want a slightly curving line on every edge of a bed, and the bed would separate the plants from the grass or the ground cover.
I've read somewhere, and I've always instinctively incorporated this myself with pathways, is that let people do the walking first before you create, make your pathway. And in other words, let people create the path. And you often notice that's curved.
Right.
And then where the grass is worn, that often is your pathway.
Right. You can certainly make a wider walkway that has curved edgings with plants on both sides of it to break up the space. In other words, you want to have plants at different heights.
Yeah.
In your Zen garden.
Right.
To create your
I agree. Curved beds are slightly more attractive. A curved line is more attractive to the eye. It's a line of beauty as it curves around hillsides. Nature is curvy. Woohoo! Let's not go there. Balance your number 3. Balance yin and yang elements. Boy, that applies to all of these topics we're going over for this Zen garden.
Yeah, so when we're talking feng shui in the garden, we're talking for yin and yang. We're talking about having a plant that would signify eternity, that would be an evergreen or bamboo, which tends to be evergreen and have green, stems. and then a plant that signifies renewal. That would be generally speaking, they use weeping Japanese maples because they have nice red leaves.
The way
in the fall
I think of it is that you have your high energy plants, which are often your annuals, your brightly colored full sunflowers, and then you have your more subtle greens, hostas and stuff that hide off underneath.
It would be annuals and perennials, true.
Yeah,
We're also talking woody plants.
And let's move on to number four, since yin and yang applies to everything you do in this Zen garden. You plant with intention. When we say that, we mean, I think, plant things you love the best and that might harmonize with, the rest of the critters in your yard. Hummingbirds like tube-shaped flowers. So if you love hummingbirds, plant lots of that.
I'd say plant some edible plants that humans can eat, some edible plants that animals can eat, and some ornamental plants that humans can enjoy.
Oh, that's right. When we say plant with intention, let's not forget about our friends, the deer.
let's just say wildlife. Whether it's birds, squirrels, or deer.
I have more trouble with squirrels digging up things.
Plant something that they want to eat, too, because, they're hungry. They're just as hungry as we are.
Right. Squirrels love your bulbs. Now, water features. Critters need water. Your birds need water. And something about, to me, the water feature needs to be where you're going to sit and meditate.
Oh, absolutely. Have a waterfall there and have a bench so two people can sit there, or a couple seats so two people can sit there and enjoy it. And then, plants around your water feature, lots of lush plants, definitely.
Right.
A place in the shade.
Beyond water features, a lot of articles, I didn't read that much, mentioned metal in your garden, usually chimes or things that you want to put near your window as a way to create good energy in your garden,
metal
too.
Metal chimes, metal sculpture.
Right. So, you can do this on a balcony. You can do this. In a window garden.
In an atrium.
In an atrium, and all kinds of things. So, basically, everything we've talked about in our previous episodes, I think, include Zen gardening in one way or another. Because you want your garden to be the kind of place when you're showing it off to someone, their mouth drops open and they just want to sit and go, oh, I love it here. I've forgotten about all my stress.
Let's just sit here for a while and forget about the daily toil.
And in fact, when someone does that in your garden, that's the greatest compliment they can pay to a gardener, I think.
Absolutely.
Anyway, enough on this. Let's go over what we chatted about. Auspicious spaces. Pick a really cool spot.
Pick a couple of them.
Curved pathways. Yeah, that's just a line of beauty. Curves are beautiful. Balance your yin-yang. That's important in all aspects of life. Plant with intention. What you love, what you think will be, yellow will be good here, red will be good there. Mix up your colors.
They do say that you're better off using making a bench of natural material, not metal, for feng shui. But if metal is all you got, well, by all means, use it.
I'm not going to get rid of that nice metal outdoor table your cousin gave me. I think it fits in well. It's purple. So plant with intention. And water features are always great if you can incorporate them. And a cool place to sit with friends or alone and meditate.
That's right.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
So, goodbye from Weed and Whack. Join us next week.
We'll be back.